Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Hi and welcome to this demonstration of basic navigation of iTunes on your Mac with VoiceOver. In this demonstration, I want to take you through some of the basic features of navigating around the iTunes interface so you don't end up getting irritated with the Mac, VoiceOver, iTunes, or the world in general. Okay, so basically, let me start off by saying that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D, which of course is the VoiceOver command. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Now in this demo, I'm actually going to run iTunes from my Applications folder this time rather than from my dock. Shift Command A for Applications folder.
Applications, now in Applications window.
Okay, and of course I'm pressing the Control key each time to shut up the voice. I'm going to do IT for iTunes.
iTunes.app, April 5, 2.
Okay, and I didn't need to interact with that table and go down because I just jumped straight to iTunes. And of course it's Command O, Command key plus O to open it.
Open. iTunes, iTunes window, sources table, row 2 of 24, music.
Okay, now basically when you go into iTunes, it will actually focus on the last item in your source list that you were currently using. And I was lastly listening to music in iTunes, so that's why it said source list music. So when I think about navigating iTunes, I basically think about the search area, the source list, the item list, the controls I use for controlling each one of those different types of items, and the LCD area, which I'll show you in a little while. So when I'm using iTunes, I like to start from a known spot in iTunes, and I always do that by going to my search area, which I can do by just a normal Mac keystroke, which is Option Command F. F for find. So do that now.
Search music. Search music. Edit text.
Now you'll find, depending on what source list item is currently selected in iTunes, that search will change its label from searching for music or searching for podcasts, etc. Okay, so I want to get to my source list. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Sources table, row 2 of 24.
I'm going to interact with the source list item table by doing Shift VO Deno or Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with sources table, row 2 of 24, selected. Music.
Okay, and of course to navigate down the source list table, I can do VO Deno or Control Option Deno.
Movies, library playlist. TV shows, library playlist. Podcasts, library playlist.
Okay, and so on. Before I move to the item list for the current item I'm on in the source list, in this case it's podcasts, you can actually change the way that item list is viewed on the screen. The fast way to do it is you can do it by shortcut keys in iTunes. Okay, so for example, if I press Option Command 3, which is what I use.
As list checked.
Okay, that's as list. Option Command 4.
As album list checked.
As album list. Option Command 5.
As grid checked.
Okay, and Option Command 6.
As cover flow checked.
Okay, so each time I've done that, it's actually changed the way the item list is going to be viewed or is being viewed. Okay, so I'm going to put it back to list because that's where I prefer most of my item lists to be. So that was Option Command 3.
As list checked.
Okay, so we're currently still sitting on the podcast item in my source list. So I'm going to underdirect with that source list at the moment to get to the item list. So that's Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with sources table.
Okay, let's move to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Podcast table, row 1 of 46.
Okay, there's my podcast table, 46 items. Let's interact with the podcast table with Shift VO dinner or Shift Control Option dinner.
Interact with podcast table.
Okay, let's go VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to get to the column that contains the name of the podcasts.
Heavy check mark. Podcast, accessible devices, expanded.
Okay, let me close that current podcast listing, which is currently expanded, into close an expanded item list. It's actually VO / or Control-Option /
Collapsing accessible devices text.
Okay, let's VO down, Control-Option down.
All about Android collapsed. Apple and other accessible technology collapsed. The Apple Byte SD, Apple Keynotes collapsed. Apple Viz podcast collapsed. Assistive technology update before you buy.
Okay, etc. So let's say we wanted to play one of these. So I might choose to play the Apple and other technologies podcast. So I'm going to do VO Apple Control-Option
Apple. Assistive Apple Viz podcast. Apple Keynotes. The Apple Byte as Apple and other accessible technology collapsed.
Okay, it's currently collapsed. So now if I press enter, it's actually going to play the default podcast, which should be the latest one that I've got set up to download. So I'm going to press the enter key.
Nice, please. But for the moment, I'm going to mute the TV and talking menu. Mute. Because I just want to describe a few things to you about the remote.
Okay, I'm just going to press the spacebar to pause it. Okay, that was a demo that I did of the Hills Talking set-top box that's currently being sold through Vision Australia in Australia. If I want to go to another podcast, I'm going to do VO down, Control-Option down.
The Apple Byte, Apple Keynotes, collapsed. Apple Viz podcast, assistive technology update. A fast-paced weekly update for IT professionals and enthusiasts.
Okay, let's try the assistive technology podcast. I'm actually going to expand it just to show you what's going to happen. So VO / Control-Option /
45 rows added.
Okay, and VO down, Control-Option down.
ATU 047, lost voice guy, Lee Ridley, using augmentative communication for stand-up comedy.
Okay, so I wanted to play that one. Of course, it's enter again.
Hi, this is Lee Ridley, the lost voice guy, and this is your assistive technology update.
Okay, spacebar to pause it, of course. Okay, so let's say, for example, I want to go and do something else with iTunes, such as play an actual song. Let's uninteract with this table currently with Shift VO Apo or Shift Control Option Apo.
Stop interacting with podcasts table, row 8 of 86.
Okay, and the reason why it's changed the name of the number of items in the table is because I've actually expanded that last podcast. And that's why it's showing more items in the table currently. Okay, so let's do VO left arrow, Control-Option left arrow, get back to the source list.
Sources, table, row 5 of 27, podcasts.
Okay, of course we interact with this table with Shift VO down, Shift Control-Option arrow.
Interact with sources, table, row 5 of 20.
Okay, let's VO up arrow, Control-Option up arrow, back to the music item at the top.
TV shows, movies, music, library playlist.
Okay, and we want to get to the music item list table. So let's uninteract with this source list table again with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with sources table.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Music table, no selection.
Okay, there's my music table. Okay, let's interact with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with music table, row 1 of 402.
Okay,
artwork.
Let's VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow, get to the track name.
Status, heavy checkmark, item, name, Dancing Queen.
Okay, yes, I do listen to ABBA. Okay, so let's VO down, Control-Option down arrow to a song.
Knowing me, take a chance, Mamma Mia, lay all your love on me, Super Trooper, I have a dream, the winner takes it all.
Okay, let's say we want to listen to Winner Takes It All. You can press the enter key. Starts playing the song. Okay, if I press spacebar, pauses it, spacebar again. Starts playing it. Okay, spacebar. Let's do VO down arrow, Control-Option down arrow to another song.
Money, 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 SOS, Chiquitita, Fernando, Voulez-vous, gimme, gimme, does your mother know, one of us.
Okay, let's press enter on one of us. Okay, spacebar to pause. Let's do another song, VO down arrow, Control-Option down arrow.
The name of the game. Thank you for the music.
Okay, press enter on thank you for the music. Okay, spacebar to pause. Okay, so let's interact with this table at the moment. So I'm going to do VO up arrow, Control-Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with music table.
Okay, so let's move back to the sources.
Sources table, row 2 of...
Okay, let's interact.
Interact with sources table, row 2 of 26, selected. Music, library playlist.
And it's music, and it's VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Movies, library playlist.
Okay, movies.
TV shows, library playlist.
TV shows, I know you heard some of these before, but we're just going through them again.
Podcasts, one unplayed podcast.
Podcasts,
library playlist.
Unplayed podcast. VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Books, library playlist.
Books, in my case, my books contain my iBooks, iTunes books, Audible.com books, and also books that I've actually created myself out of an application on the Mac called Audiobook Builder. Okay, so we'll keep going down with VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Apps, 8 app updates available, okay, library playlist.
Apps,
tones, library playlist.
Tones, ringtones.
Radio, stream.
Radio, as in online internet radio stations.
Store, sources.
That's the store for the iTunes store.
iTunes store, playlist.
And that's the iTunes store itself. Okay, VO dinner, contraption dinner.
iTunes Match, library playlist.
iTunes Match, which I currently use. VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Purchased, store playlist.
It's my purchased items list. VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Devices, sources, expanded.
Okay, devices.
One item enclosed.
And of course, underneath that is my VO dinner, contraption dinner.
David's VA iPhone, device collapsed.
Yeah, that's my iPhone. Okay, so under David's VA iPhone.
Shared, sources, expanded.
I've got my shared library, so VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Ellen Woodbridge's library,
okay,
remote playlist.
That's my wife's library on our family Mac computer. VO dinner, contraption dinner.
Playlists, sources, expanded. 8 items enclosed.
Okay, and this is the list of playlists that I've currently got running in iTunes. So VO dinner, contraption dinner.
90S Music, library playlist.
Okay, and some of these are all the default ones and so on. Okay, so let's say, for example, you don't want to list or have as many source items in your source list in iTunes. You can actually modify that. So let's bring up the iTunes preferences by doing command comma.
Preferences, general preferences, library name.
Okay, we're in general preferences, but I'll just show you how to get back there. Okay, so I'm going to just jump to the top of this window with Shift VO right arrow, or really on a MacBook keyboard, I'm really pressing Shift function, Control option left arrow, because the left arrow changes to the home key when you hold down the function key. So MacBook keyboard is Shift function, VO or Control option left arrow.
Toolbar.
Okay, there's a toolbar. Let's interact with the toolbar, of course, with Shift VO dinner or Shift Control option dinner.
Interact with toolbar. 7 items, general, selected button.
And if that wasn't selected, of course, we'd press VO spacebar or Control option spacebar in general. Okay, and of course, when I select that, it's actually going to take me out of the toolbar and take me in the first item for this particular toolbar option view. So if I do that now, VO spacebar or Control option spacebar.
David Woodbridge's library, content selected, edit.
And that's the name of my library. So VO writer or Control option writer.
Show.
Okay, show.
Movies. Checkbox.
So in my sources, I want to show movies. That's currently checked.
Tones. Checkbox.
Tones is currently checked.
TV shows. Checkbox.
TV shows. Now what I'm going to do this time is I'm actually going to uncheck TV shows so we can see the difference in the source list.
Unchecked TV shows. Checkbox.
Okay. VO writer, Control option writer.
Radio. Checkbox.
Radio. Let's take out radio as well for the moment. So VO spacebar, Control option spacebar.
Unchecked radio. Checkbox. Podcasts. Checkbox.
Podcast is checked.
Ping. Unchecked checkbox.
Ping is currently unchecked. I unchecked that.
iTunes U. Unchecked checkbox.
iTunes U. I have unchecked that as well.
iTunes DJ. Unchecked checkbox.
iTunes DJ is unchecked.
Books. Checkbox.
Books is checked.
Genius. Unchecked checkbox.
Genius unchecked.
Apps. Checkbox.
Apps is checked. And
shared libraries. Checkbox.
Shared libraries is checked. Okay. So at the moment, what I've currently done in this particular demo is that I've unchecked TV and radio. So now if we go back to my source list, let's close down the preferences. Now because the OK button is the default button in this dialog box, I'm just going to press the Enter key.
Now in iTunes window, 90S Music, library playlist.
Okay, so I'm on 90 Music, the playlist in the source list. But as I said before, sometimes I don't trust my focus, so I'm just going to jump to search with Option Command F.
Search, search, edit text.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control option right to the source list items.
Sources, table, row 17 of 24, 90.
Okay, interact with Shift VO down, Shift Control option down.
Interact with sources table.
So let's jump to the top of this list to get to the top, which is music. So to do that, I'm just going to do Shift VO home again. And remember, that's Shift function, VO control option left arrow.
Library, sources, row 1 of 24.
Came at the top, so now VO Dinner, Contraption Dinner.
Music, library playlist.
Okay, so I've got music.
Movies, library playlist.
Movies.
Podcasts, one unplayed podcast, okay, library
now
playlist.
Podcasts because TV shows is now gone. So VO Dinner, Contraption Dinner.
Books, library playlist.
Books.
Apps, 8 apps. Updates of tones, library
tones.
Store, sources.
And store heading because I've taken out radio. So you can really trim it down, the number of items that you've got in your source list. So I just want to show you one thing you can do with that search field, which is actually quite nifty. So I'm going to go back up to the top of this list again with Shift VO Home or Shift Function VO Control Option Left Arrow.
Library, sources,
row. Okay, let's VO down or Control Option down to music.
Music, library playlist.
Okay, now I'm going to jump to my search field by doing Option Command F.
Search music. Search music. Edit text.
Okay, now if I type in a search now, such as a song name, and hit enter, it's going to search for the song in the music items list. However, if I want to make it search for items in the iTunes store itself, all I have to do is after I type in that search, I just have to press Option and enter. Okay, so for example, let's say I wanted to subscribe to the Apple and Other Technologies podcast. And because I know it's me, David Woodbridge, I'm actually going to type in my name. So D-A-V-I-D.
David.
W-O-O-D-B-R-I-D-G-E. And I'm going to hold down the Option key and hit Enter.
iTunes sidebar, HTML content. Sources, table, row 9 of 24. iTunes store, playlist, selected.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's now changed the source list view to iTunes Store. And because the iTunes Store comes up as a HTML page, I'm just going to use VO Command H or Control Option Command H to jump through the headers till I get to podcasts in the iTunes Store. So I'll do that now. VO Command H or Control Option Command H.
Heading level 2, filter by media type.
Okay, again.
Heading level 4, artists. Heading level 4, people.
Again.
Heading level 2, podcasts.
Okay, now I'm podcasts. So now if I press VO Command J to jump to a form element.
Subscribe free, Apple and other accessible technology button.
Okay, that's the subscribe button to subscribe to the podcast. If I do VO Command J again.
Actions for Apple and other accessible technology pop-up
that's
button.
Actions. So of course if I did VO spacebar, contraption spacebar on that one.
Menu, 4 items.
We've got VO Dinner, Contraption Dinner.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Copy link.
Copy link if I want to paste it somewhere else.
Share on Facebook.
Share on Facebook.
Share on Twitter.
Share on Twitter. So for example, I'll just show you something you can do which is quite nifty if you've already got a hyperlink for a podcast. So let's just go back up to copy.
Share on Facebook.
So I'm doing VO upper arrow, Contraption upper arrow.
Copy link.
Okay, copy link, VO spacebar, Contraption
closing
spacebar.
Menu. Actions for Apple and other accessible technology pop-up.
Okay, now just for the moment, let's park ourselves back at the search edit field. So Option Command F.
David Woodbridge, content selected.
Okay, let's be tidy. Let's just highlight.
Select all.
Delete.
Selection, delete.
So I've got a clean edit field. Okay, let's say, for example, I want to subscribe to that podcast that I've already got the URL or hyperlink for. If I do VOM or Control Option M for my menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
Okay, come over to Advanced with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
iTunes, File, Edit, View, Controls, Store, Advanced.
Okay, and pull it down with VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Advanced, Menu 12 items, Open Stream, Ellipsis, Command U. Subscribe to a podcast, Ellipsis.
Okay, subscribe to podcast, so VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Subscribe to a podcast, URL.
Okay, and if I did paste, Command V.
Hit 4231212261.
Yeah, I've just pasted in the hyperlink for the podcast for Apple and other technologies. Now if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
http://itunes.apple.com/o/podcast/apple-other-accessible-technology.
So I can read the hyperlink again. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Cancel button.
And again.
OK. Default button.
And if I did VO space button that, if I just actually press the enter key, I would then subscribe to the Apple and Other Technologies podcast, and that would come up in the podcast items list in iTunes. Okay, so at the moment I'm just going to press Escape.
Now in iTunes window, search store, edit text.
Okay. Now I did mention earlier on in the demo that there's an item on the screen called the LCD area. And what that does, it is used for displaying your current activity in iTunes, whether it's playing a song, syncing to your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, whether it's downloading apps that you've recently purchased, books, and so on. So for example, let's say we want to start playing a song again. Okay, now I'm actually currently back on that search field where I was before I went into the menu bar to show you how to subscribe to a podcast in this example. Let's just verify where we're currently sitting with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Search store. Edit text is in the...
Okay, and it said search store because remembering that I forced it to go to the search for iTunes store. So that's why the search field now says store. Okay, so let's do VO right arrow Control Option right to get to the sourced items list.
Sources table row 9 of 24.
Okay, let's interact with Shift VO Deno, Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with sources table row 9 of 24.
Okay, let's VO up arrow Control Option arrow back to music.
Store tones apps books podcast movies music library playlist.
Okay, let's uninteract so we can move over to the item lists for the music tracks. So Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with sources table.
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Music table, no selection.
My music table again. So Shift VO down arrow, interact.
Interact with music table, row 1 of 400.
Let's VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Status 1, heavy check mark, name, Dancing Queen.
Okay, so let's play Dancing Queen for example. Okay, so I'm going to currently pause it. Okay. Now what I want to jump to that LCD area. So first of all, I'm actually going to interact with the items list table first, otherwise we'll get trapped. So that's Shift VO up arrow to uninteract, or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with music.
I'm actually just going to jump to the top of the iTunes window itself. So that's Shift VO home, i.e. on the MacBook Pro keyboard, Shift function, Control Option or VO left arrow. Okay.
Close button.
Top of the window. Now I can do my phone command for voiceover, which is VOF or Control Option F for phone.
Enter search text.
Okay, I'm going to type in LCD. Enter.
LCD section.
Okay, there's the LCD section. Now I need to interact with that LCD area, of course. So that's Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with LCD section. 6 items. Dancing Queen.
Okay, so VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Show next view button. ABBA. ABBA Gold. Go to current song button. Elapsed time, 6. Remaining time, 3:45.
Okay, so that's the information currently in the LCD area. And of course, to come out of the LCD area, I Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with LCD section.
Okay, and of course, if I did VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
View mode, radio group.
That's the view mode that you can interact to change your current views for your item lists. But remember, I just did Option Command 3, 4, 5, etc. to change those views. I didn't need to interact with this view group area. So if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow again.
Search music. Search music.
There's the search field, which is currently focused on the music search. But again, I jumped to that by doing Option Command F, again, as a known spot in iTunes, so I don't get lost. I just want to show you what you can do when you're actually playing music in iTunes. So again, let's just start that track playing. Now I find depending on where you are, you actually cannot use the controls to start and stop and playing a song, etc. So what I normally use is my function keys, which is F7, F8 and F9 on the keyboard to go and start playing the current track, which is actually F8. Previous track is F7. Next track is F9. So F7 is previous track, F8 is stop start playing current track, and F9 is next track. Okay, so if I press space bar at the moment because I'm on the search field,
space,
okay, nothing's going to happen. Whereas if I press F8, now remembering I've got my function key set to software for voiceover, so because F8 is a hardware control for iTunes, I've got to hold down my function key and press F8. Okay, so I started that playing. If I now press function F9, go to the next track. Okay, F9 again. Okay, if I want to go back a track, which is function F7. Okay. Now, of course, when that's playing, if I want to turn the volume up and down, I can do Command Down Arrow.
Decrease volume. Decrease volume.
Just right down to mute, basically. So, Command Up Arrow.
Increase volume.
Okay,
increase volume. Increase volume. Increase volume.
Okay, Command Down Arrow.
Decrease volume.
And it's really nice because you can tell the volume for VoiceOver. It's staying exactly the same.
Decrease volume.
And just have it play in the background while I'm using VoiceOver. Very nice. And of course, stop it again. It's function F8. Now, what I find, the command for previous next track using the keyboard with the command key is command left and right arrow. That seems to only work if I'm actually interacting with the items list. So I'll show you that now. So if I try and press it with command right arrow now.
Space.
Okay, nothing's going to happen. And if I start it playing again with 8. Okay, and I try command right arrow.
Space.
Okay.
Space.
It's not interacting. Okay, so what I'm basically going to do is make sure that I'm currently on my search field again so I can navigate. So that's Option Command F.
Search music, edit text.
Okay, so we're back on search music. So let's do VO right arrow control and right arrow.
Sources table, row 2 of 24.
Music,
library playlist.
Okay, we're only on music. So let me do VO right arrow control and right arrow.
Music table, row 1 of 402.
Let's interact with the music table with Shift VO down, Shift control and down arrow.
Interact with music table.
Okay, of course, VO right arrow control and right of the name of the track.
Status, heavy checkmark, name, Dancing Queen.
Okay. Right, now, this time, if I press Enter to start it playing. Okay, and of course, we do spacebar. Just pause it. Okay, so now, if I do Command Right Arrow.
Next.
Okay, it's actually changing the tracks.
Next.
Okay, Command Left Arrow.
Previous. Previous.
Spacebar to pause it. Okay, so I tend to always use my F7, F8, F9, of course, with my FN key, just to control the previous start, stop, and next track, because it's much more reliable, and I don't have to actually worry about where I'm currently sitting in iTunes. You can also use those commands outside of iTunes if iTunes is running. So let me just go back to the desktop for the moment with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Okay. And let's press function F8 and we should still keep playing that track by ABBA. Okay, there you go. So if I want to go to the next track, I can do function F9. Okay, or function F7 to go back. Okay, and I had to do F7 twice just then because it was just going back to the beginning of the current track. And of course function F8 stops it. Okay, so let me just jump back into iTunes. So I'm going to do Command Tab.
iTunes.
Okay, release.
iTunes, window, Dancing Queen, text.
Okay, and I'm still on Dancing Queen in the table. So I'm going to interact with that with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with music table, row 1 of 402, artwork blank status, play.
And let me go back to my known spot in iTunes by doing Option Command F for find.
Contents selected. Search music. Edit text.
Okay. And the final thing I want to show you is just how to navigate the items in your device, in this case my iPhone. So let's VO right arrow control option right arrow.
Sources table, row 2 of 24.
Okay, let's interact with the source list with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with sources table, row 2 of 24.
Now, if you know items in your source list, you can jump straight down to them. So I'm just going to type in David.
David's VA iPhone device collapsed level 1.
Okay, that's got straight down to it. Okay, and of course, if I expanded it, I would get all the playlist items in David's iPhone. Okay, so we're on the source for David's iPhone in the list. So let's Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with sources table, row 13 of 24.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Summary, selected radio button, 1 of 10.
Okay, and what you get for the iPhone is 10 tabs, if you like. So you've got summary,
info, radio button, 2 of 10.
Info, and of course, I'm just doing VO, writer, or construction right around now.
Apps, radio button, 3 of 10.
Apps.
Tones, radio button, 4 of 10.
Tones.
Music, radio button, 5 of 10.
Music.
Movies, radio button, 6 of 10.
Movies.
TV shows, radio button, 7
TV
of 10.
TV shows.
Podcasts, radio
Podcasts.
Button, 8 of 10. Books, radio button,
Books.
9 of 10. Photos, radio button,
okay, and photos.
10 of 10.
So, for example, let's go back to summary. So, VO left arrow, contraption left arrow.
Books, podcast, TV show, movies, music, tones, apps, info, summary, selected radio button, 1 of 10.
Okay, and the summary is already selected. If it wasn't, I could just do VO spacebar, contraption spacebar.
Press summary, selected radio button, 1 of 10.
Okay. And basically, the information about any one of those tabs is in two areas. And the first one is called the scroll area. So I'm actually going to jump to that area rather than doing VO writer or contraption writer to go through all those tabs. So I'm going to do VOF or control option F.
Enter search text.
Okay, I'm going to type in scroll. Enter.
Scroll area.
And there's the scroll area. So I've just jumped past all of those tabs. So if I did VO left arrow, control option left arrow now.
Photos, radio button, 10 of 10.
Okay, there's the 10th item, which was the photo. So VO writer, control option writer.
Scroll area.
So there's the first interaction area. And now I can just interact with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. 29 items. iPhone.
So it's got 29 items in the scroll area. So if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Name. David's VA iPhone.
I'm just doing VO right arrow, control option right arrow now.
Capacity. 57.42 GB. Software version. 5.1. Serial number. See phone number. Plus 614 version. Connect this iPhone using a USB cable.
Okay, etc., etc. Okay, so if I interact with the scroll area, show Shift VO upper or Shift Control Option upper.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
Let's go and choose, for example, music. So again, I'm just going to jump to the top of the screen with Shift VO home or Shift function VO Control Option left arrow.
Close button.
Okay, find. VOF, Control Option F.
Enter search text.
Okay, I'm going to type in music, M-U-S-I-C, enter.
Music, radio button, 5 of 10.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar. Selected.
Press music, radio button, 5 of 10.
Okay, I'm going to jump to the scroll area, so VOF, Control Option F.
Enter search text.
S-E-R-O-L, enter.
Scroll area.
Okay, now I don't want to interact with that one. Now if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Artwork group.
And again.
Capacity bar group.
Okay, you've got a capacity bar group. So I interact with that one with Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with capacity bar group. 9 items. Capacity 57.42 GB.
Okay, so VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Audio 10.8 GB. Video 1 GB. Photos 0.05 GB. Apps 8 GB. Books 1.11 GB. Other 1.30 GB.
Okay, etc. So
stop interacting with capacity
on those tabs, and I just interacted with that with Shift VO upper arrow, Shift Control Option upper arrow. So as beside those tabs, you've got the scroll area and the capacity group area to interact with. So if you know those couple of things to do with your iPhone, you can get to all the information you need in respect to your iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, etc. Now, I just want to show you one final focus thing before I finish this demonstration. If I close these windows with Command-W.
Close window.
Okay. And if I try and navigate with VO left arrow.
iTunes has no windows.
Okay, or VO right arrow.
iTunes has no windows.
I've got no windows in iTunes. And you think, oops, what have I done? The way to get the focus back is to do Option Command 1.
iTunes checked. iTunes window. Sources table. Row 13 of 24. David's VA iPhone.
Okay, and you've got your focus back in the right window. Okay, so let me finish off by just closing down iTunes with Command Q.
Quit iTunes. Finder, Applications window.
And let me just close down my Applications window to be tidy with Command W.
Close window. Now in desktop. Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
So that concludes this basic demonstration of navigating iTunes on your Mac with VoiceOver. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.